Brian McTavish is here. It's Friday. Usually you're here on a Thursday. Yeah. It's Friday, but it's still good to have you here.
We're mixing it up.
Yeah, mixing it up.
I brought along some chickens in the pan. Is that okay?
Yes, that's all right. And Kid Rock, that's Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
You just heard.
But it's interesting you say that's Kid Rock. Well, that's funny. Kid Rock, who of course will be here at 7:30 Saturday night at Sprint Center.
Remind us who Kid Rock is.
Well, I think...
I know.
Well, he, in the last 5 years or so, I think, has completely now transitioned from being this hip-hop guy to an almost classic rock guy.
Mm-hmm.
He also blogs. Yeah. And he blogs just fine without, you know, as a true blogger, he doesn't really pay much attention to spelling or grammar, but I don't think you really have to, unless you work for the Star, right?
Yes.
You have to pay.
Yeah,
you have editors.
Occasionally.
Let me ask you a question. When you blog...
I ask the questions around here, but go ahead. I'll give you one.
Let me pretend to ask a question.
Yeah.
Are you edited on your blog, or do you just go?
We just go.
Oh, okay. Well, there you are, but I'm sure you... blog more. Well, I don't want to knock the kid. But anyway, the kid is blogging here. He wants to keep the show fresh for those who come see, right?
Right.
And of course, he's concerned about these people with their camera phones or their phone cameras. So he's asking concert goers on his Rebel Soul Tour, which will be fun. The guy's a good entertainer. You know? He's asking them not to post videos, those shaky, lousy sounding videos of his show online. Very old fashioned of the kid. I think. But he's asking his followers...
He doesn't like that, I guess. Yeah.
Well, he's no spring chicken, although he does have chickens in the pen, I see here. But he's asking his devoted followers to resist the quick, as he calls it, the quote, quick satisfaction of the internet for, I guess, the emotional payoff of one of his live gigs. And he's fun. I guess he's over Pamela Anderson. You know, they were married.
That's right.
Well, now
the intersection of Kid Rock comes into my life. Yeah.
There's a different door for everyone.
I forgot about that.
Walked through the Pam Anderson door. You know, she was also married to Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, so she's got
a thing for
the rockers. You know, and Kid Rock, he performed the halftime show at the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Oh,
and
that's right.
He's a pretty mainstream character. I'd recommend the show.
9 p.m. Saturday at the Sprint Center.
7:30.
7:30. Okay. Who do we got here?
Calexico. Oh, Americana, Tex-Mex, what's been called Desert Noir, if you like that. 9 o'clock Saturday at the Granada in Lawrence. We're listening to a little bit of Calexico. Main guys, Joey Burns and John Convertino. The band is named for the border town there, and I guess California border town of the same name. It's called, this song is
Banderia.
Yeah, Banderia?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. I guess you had a Spanish course somewhere along the line.
I did.
And this is part of the Breaking Bad soundtrack. You know, that great AMC show about the high school chemistry teacher that goes very bad. Go see Calexico. It's highbrow stuff.
That's
stuff.
Calexico. All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
A guy what takes his time, I'm going for a run of time. I'm a fast-moving gal, I'd like some slow. Got no use for fancy driving, wanna see a guy arriving in
And we forget about her, but boy, she was good. Mae West,
nothing highbrow about Mae West.
But she won't be here, but...
High concept.
No, she could be.
Well, she'll be here in a sense. It's Dirty Blonde.
In spirit.
It's a Metropolitan Actors Ensemble script-in-hand performance where the actors stand there and act, but they don't have costumes or scenery. It's free. It's free. I said that. Yes, at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Kansas City Public Central Library.
Wow.
Was she a Dirty Blonde? Well, she thought so. Here's a quip from Mae West. She said, quote, I made myself platinum, but I was born a Dirty Blonde. She was liberated. She was honest. She was brave. She was scandalous. But the funny thing is, you know, the Hays Code was instituted in the 30s for movies. It killed her career. Mae West couldn't be Mae West, but she can be at 2 o'clock Sunday at the library.
All right. Talking the chocolate crawl.
Chocolate.
What's a chocolate
candy
crawl?
Candy crawl. Chocolate treats handed out.
I'll be there.
Well, I'm telling you, hey, candy fans of all ages, 10 to 5 on Saturday, 3rd and Douglas, downtown Lee Summit. The mayor himself, along with selected shops with balloons and flags outside, will be giving away chocolate treats. But get this. Is this cool? What do you think, Mr. Political Reporter?
What's that?
The mayor of Lee Summit giving away from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday.
It builds goodwill among your constituents.
But he's only handing them out to grown-ups, to adults.
That's not good.
Wait a minute.
They only vote, though.
Oh, you did.
There you go.
That's it.
Smart mayor out there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Lady Gogs. Gaga.
A.K.A. Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata, Lady Gaga. The queen of something. Call it pop. Call it what you will. We're stretching the weekend out to Monday. 7:30 show Monday night.
She is here in town on Monday.
Sprint Center.
That's a reason to live.
It's going
to
be great. Let me just get this in real quick. Just in from the New York Post.
Yes.
In a sworn deposition she took quite some time ago.
No, it's but this bad is, news coming.
Well, it's a full story here on Up to Date. She says of her former personal assistant who's suing her for a whole lot of overtime she claims wasn't paid her. She says in this deposition, Lady Gaga says, "I'm quite wonderful to everybody that works for me." And she's addressing this gal. "And I'm completely aghast to what a disgusting human being that you have become to sue me like this." So apparently, Lady Gaga has feelings.
Tickets still available?
Tickets still available.
That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Always good to have you here.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. And you can follow me at Steve Kraske. Our show's theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.